Good morning. Today is Tuesday, September the 22nd, first full day of fall. Is today the first full day of fall, or is it today the partial day?
I think it depends which calendar you're looking at.
Oh, fine. Okay. The Gregorian. How's that? First day of fall. We'll just leave it there. 262nd day of the new year. Set to join us this morning is the executive director of the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, Greg Foster. But as many folks experience, he got sucked up in school traffic, going 15 miles an hour in the speed zone. So we'll start with our quote and see how fast Mr. Foster can arrive here on site. Our quote this morning comes from, oh boy, Andy Warhol? No. Sigmund Freud? No. Bob the Policeman? Yes. Bob the Policeman. Quote, were you going too fast this morning?
I just broke a speed record on Marsh Road. Let me just say that.
Oh, good. So we'll get the neighborhood calling us in. Oh, boy. Should I advertise your cell phone?
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. I would say if you can avoid Harris around Hubbard or Redwood Acres, do it. It is an absolute
mess.
Well,
yeah, the work that the...
Yeah, they're putting a water line or something
in
there.
Yeah, Dave Holes. Oh, we talked about it last week. So you tried to go through Hubbard, huh?
Well, I was coming down Harris, you know, and I could just see this line of traffic, and I was like, what the heck is going on? And then, yeah, they got it closed off to one lane there at Hubbard. And,
yeah. They don't want cars disappearing in the...
No.
Yeah, well, they're digging there.
So there's a lot of people this morning going,
Yeah, but one less now that you're here.
Absolutely. This is the great thing about live radio.
So what do you got in your fertile mind?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, I think the last time...
Do you have any updates on airplanes?
Well, I was actually going to talk to you more about broadband today.
Okay.
Because we had what... was not supposed to happen, which was an outage. And so we can talk a little bit about the history of that and why that may have happened.
And we'll do that when we come back.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with the Executive Director of Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and sponsor of this show, along with CDH Painting.
Oh, Greg okay, Foster. Great.
Yeah.
And I've used CDH, so there's...
You and Dwayne,
yeah.
Yep. Kumbaya-ish.
There you go.
Yeah. But you haven't broken bread, have you?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Have I eaten... his brother-in-law, or his one of his guys... was my secretary's brother-in-law, so we were all...
There you go. One big family.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Greg, my understanding with the broadband was very similar to what my understanding was with the Y2K. I'll make the connection. Is that there was a lot of prep, a lot of awareness, a lot of recognition, a lot of energies expended, a lot of resources utilized. It gets put into place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we kind of forget about it.
Right.
Okay. And then something happens, like whether there's an update with the computer programs. Okay. Generators aren't needed. Or another line gets dropped in. When 36 and that line was brought in, I think
right.
Everybody went, good. Now we're safe.
Right, right. Well, and you know,
and the providers kind of indicated that that was the case too.
Exactly, exactly.
And then we had last month.
Right, right. So, you know, what's interesting is yeah, exactly. The sign of success of that project would have been that nothing happened, right?
Press release that something had happened, right? But nobody knew about it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and typically you wouldn't even, if there was a problem on one of the lines, that would just wouldn't even be a public event. And so, you know, by way of background, you know, we put the first line was put in after a lot of fighting with the state over some state right-of-way fees and all that. We got the first line in, and then we said we needed a second line. And that was, you know, back in, gosh, you know, the early 2000s, 2005 to that. And so we, you know, there was another big project to put in the second line. And that second line was completed. And, you know, I think everyone's pretty much familiar with the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And so...
My take on that is, and then you stuff his head in the water.
Yeah, well...
Force the drink.
You're so bigger than me. Then
yeah, I do have a little leverage opportunity.
Size advantage on the horse. So, you know, that line was basically what's called unlit fiber. It was an empty pipe that was there for people to use.
The 36?
Right, right. And so then it was up to the carriers to purchase, the access and equipment to light up their circuit there. And so obviously it seems that some did and some didn't. I can only speculate on why AT&T had such problems.
Has there been any formal comment on that?
Not from them, other than, and I've asked, a number of us have asked, and I have, fortunately I had my cell phone, still the contact number for the external affairs person there, and it's from years ago, and I started texting and calling and just saying, what's going on, you know, and asked two questions. A, what's going on? And B, why did we have this problem with the redundant line? Well, I got very clear answers on the first question and silence on the second. And so I think there does need to be a more formal discussion of this. And I've discussed that with a couple folks about, maybe we should have some sort of public meeting or ask folks to come up. But, with our state assembly member or state senator or something, just to find out what's going on. Now, it may be that it was a technical issue and that's okay. You know, things happen like that. But
is it a private business decision or because it's infrastructure-esque, is it more of a PUC question?
Well... And I'm a little rusty on this, but my recollection from when I was working on this issue years ago was that you, as a carrier, a telephone carrier, have to have a certain level of reliability for your phone service, but that there wasn't anything like that for internet and that sort of thing.
Because that's kind of out on an island?
Yeah, it's kind of unregulated in a way. And so in this case... It's probably a decision that was made, if that decision was made. And again, I'm speculating completely here. It's up to a company to decide whether or not they want to buy access to both fibers, and they would do that to ensure reliability, unless they needed to get to 36 for some sort of special access, and I couldn't think of what that would be, I use a different carrier at my work and on my phone. I use, I guess I can say the names out loud. I have Suddenlink at work and I have a Verizon cell phone and Suddenlink phone service at our work. And so we didn't know anything was going on in my office until one of the other tenants in the building came by and said, hey, are you having any issues? And then we started hearing, some people in our building were having problems with their cell phones. And then the county was having issues with its email. The airport was having issues. The SkyWest was having issues. And I can tell a story about that. And so, it's It's funny. You'll see comments where people go, oh, well, gee, you had to live without your internet for a day. Gee, poor people, you know, it's a problem of the first world. But in fact, so many critical systems are running over this right now that it's broader now. We can talk more about that.
Broader.
Broader. Broadband.
Yeah, okay. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Greg Foster. Greg, the concept of the broadband going down and the vulnerability or the dependence, I guess, is probably a better term to use, that we have, whether we recognize it or not. Did this kind of give a little bit of a glimpse into our situations here and maybe how we've gotten a little callous towards it?
You know, we take infrastructure for granted because if infrastructure is in good shape and done right, we almost don't notice it, right? And it could be that you just turn on your faucet and the water comes out and, you know, you flush your toilet and the water goes out. and so, you know, telecommunications telecommunications is much the same way. And that, you know, we were told very early on when the first line was built that, hey, your problems are solved and you have no worries. And there was a group of us up here who said we want a second line because we know that
things happen.
Right. I mean, we live in a disaster prone area and that kind of redundant infrastructure, whether it's two roads in and out or, you know, whatever, is needed. And so we advocated for that, and in fact, we had four outages in the over the course of like 18 months back, 2000 whatever it was, five, and that not only, you know, inconvenienced people who want to look at their Facebook, which, you know, is considered a leisure experience, I would guess, but that it affected very critical sort of key systems that we become to rely on, and so. You know, we are becoming even more, reliant upon that system to be
intact,
reliable, right? And so, when this outage occurred, you know, I went to try to buy something and couldn't. You know, they couldn't run my card, and I didn't happen to have cash, which I could then not go to the ATM and get. And you know, there was one place that actually had an old knuckle buster. Credit card machine, but you know the security around that is not great, obviously, because you have your entire card impression in a drawer, and so that's the retail piece. You know, down in Mendocino County, they had a disruption in their emergency communications, and so they had to set up my old classmate down there, the sheriff, South Fork High grad, by the way.
Well, that'll blow his
Tom Allman loses re-election.
The whole cover, yeah, is now shot.
they had to go into a mode of contingency down there, and even my wife, who is the weather observer for the airport. You know, fortunately, she has a Verizon phone, and so she had SkyWest dispatch calling her at the house to get the official weather readings, which she could call the weather service.
She's one of the thumbs up, thumbs down people.
Right, right. So she's the weather observer for the airport, and so if the automatic weather system isn't working, then she has to do it manually. Well, fortunately, she has a Verizon phone. So they could get through to her at home. Now, that meant the phone was ringing at midnight and again at 5 in the morning getting weather readings. But
you didn't have to go through TSA.
Well, yeah, right. She would you know, take care of that kind of stuff. But it was, you know, and SkyWest agents up here who are great were calling other airports to check people in through other stations because their reservation system was down. And so, you know, it's inconvenient, but there's also critical systems that are reliant upon it. And so, you know, why this occurred, we need to know, why did this happen?
Because so does this get back, Greg, to AT&T deciding not to buy full capacity on the redundant line? Or is this the county relying, or county and others, I'll kind of lump it together, relying on AT&T's word rather than verifying? Or is this something that the county, et cetera, ought to do independently for those that do have these critical systems, like the OES system, or like the airport, some of these other, you put in water systems, you know, the various water districts, and et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you know, and I think those are all the questions that need to be answered. And in particular, that first one, you know, was this a technological glitch, or was this a financial decision that put us at risk? And that question has to be answered. And we need to find a forum to make that happen. And but the second piece of that is you know, and I remember when the first line went in, I sat down with a carrier, and I'm trying to remember who it was. It was either Pac Bell, SBC, or AT&T, you know, because they'd gone through two purchases during this process. But I asked the question. I said, you know, we you know, are concerned about only having one line, and that if that line goes out, all you have is a microwave backup. And we knew at the time that the first line was put in that the microwave backup could not handle all of the telecommunications that were coming in and out of here. And so I asked the question of him, you know, who goes and who stays, and that, you know, you're going to prioritize somehow the traffic that goes across the microwave. And they said, well, we have a plan in place in case this happens. Well, when the first outage occurred, it pretty much looked like everybody went. No one stayed because, you know, it was the day after Christmas. And you know, I think it was almost 10 years ago now. And just everything was just screwed up. And of course, you don't get any warning. All of a sudden, it's just there and it's gone.
And the risk associated with that, with some of these critical systems, reliance on
it being there. And so, for example, in that very first outage all those years ago, 911, you could call 911, but the location service wasn't working. So they didn't have that automatic location service. And so, you know, there were things like that are critical. Those are core infrastructure, and we're reliant upon both public and private infrastructure for that. And I think that if both entities, both the public and the private entity, have a probably increased level of responsibility to make sure that those systems are as, you know, hardened and bulletproof as they can, because they're critical. And it's not just, oh, I can't get on my Facebook or read the blogs. It's other critical services that are needed.
Other critical services?
Well, yeah, not other critical. Critical services.
Thank you very much. Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:43.
Depends on the blog.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:47. We're back with Greg Foster. Greg, so the impact of this cutout, it seemed kind of specious to me that the county or their folks went running around saying, we know that we're not going to be able to get any compensation for you, but we want you to take all this time to fill out all these reports to say how much money that you lost because of this.
Right.
And it's like, who cares? The service was gone, and whether it was a missed call from, let's say, a family member, and it was a medical situation.
Right.
No financials, so anything associated with that as an individual, or somebody who had the credit card machines crap out on them and not be serviceable. Okay, and if the next day was a little bit busier, they won. or did they? Who knows? I mean, it really is kind of tough to put your hands around it, but I think that the safety components and the reliability and the intangibles is the thing that really is shaking everybody.
That for me, you know, you had a day of commerce interrupted or, you know,
flashback.
Slow down, right? Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, we had to do it like we did 20 years ago.
Check.
Exactly. Everyone's scrambling around in their drawers looking for a check. Although most everyone use check systems now, so they can't scan your check in, so you can't use it. But so for me personally, that's the bigger issue, you know, is what you're talking about, the critical infrastructure, the critical systems. Do you have an elderly person who is reliant upon some sort of telecommunication system to stay in touch? Was there a disruption in healthcare systems? Was there a disruption and we know there was, at least in Mendocino County, and they've been opened up, you know, it was a change or a disruption in their emergency communications.
Well, Delaware County, I think, also had a break in that as well.
Maybe, although they're on a different system.
Different
up there.
System, but yeah. it happened at the same time. And
oh, interesting.
Do you believe in coincidence?
Well, so yeah, I'll go up there and have to ask my counterparts up there about that. I pay attention really to Humboldt, but you're right. You know, there's monetary losses. It's hard to prove. You know, I would have had this kind of day, but I had this kind of day instead, right? And so it becomes somewhat storytelling. And so if you're going to rely on storytelling, these critical systems kind of things are important. And so
what is the next step? You can't really force somebody to do something. I would think it's you ask the question and then you'd have to drill down on, okay, you got a plan. What is it?
Right.
Not take the yes, no.
Right, right. And so, you know, there's two paths. There's always sort of the private path and the public path. And from a private and I remember writing a column when the first
We're going to have to say this for next time.
Oh, shoot.
We're over.
Ask your carrier if you're redundant.
If you would have showed up on time, though. See you tomorrow.